Natan Gutman, Washington bureau chief of the Jerusalem Post, describes this realignment as the big bang of Israeli politics, and he says it is widely accepted as a positive move by the Israeli public and the Israeli media.
I think probably the catalyst that pushed the formation of the new centrist party was the fact that the Labour Party has gone through a tremendous change in the last month. Most Israelis expect that Sharon will come in first, and then Labour will join in as the second member of the coalition. Most Israelis expect Amir Peretz to be part of the Sharon cabinet after the election.
Amir Peretz, a Sephardic Jew from Morocco, defeated veteran politician Shimon Peres for the leadership of the Labour Party, and he then pulled out of Israel's governing coalition. Last week, Mr. Peres left the Labour Party to join Prime Minister Sharon's new centrist faction. According to Natan Gutman, the most important effect of the political big bang in Israel is the fact that there is now a wide-ranging consensus for the formation of a Palestinian state and the fact that not all Israeli settlements will remain under the control of Israel after the final status accord.
What Sharon will probably do after the elections is go for a long-term interim agreement, which will redraw the border along what is now the separation barrier, or the wall, as it's called. And this will leave under Israeli control the major settlement blocks. Of course, the Palestinians don't accept this plan right now, but I think that will be the opening offer for the new Sharon government after the election.
Many Palestinians agree that the formation of a new centrist party in Israel represents a positive development. But Palestinian analyst Khaled Eshan is not so sure. He says that by Mr. Sharon's unilateral withdrawal from Gaza, he sent a very clear message to the world that the age of bilateral negotiations was over. And he explains it this way.
The statement made by Sharon every day as he campaigns for his new party, Kadima, betray a serious commitment to a bilaterally negotiated settlement with the Palestinians. The wall is meant as the boundaries to be dictated to the Palestinians. He's made it very clear. To give Sharon credit, he has been consistent. He has always been advocating a return of about 40% of the West Bank to the Palestinians under certain conditions. Should he be pressured to deliver, I think that's probably the max you would expect.
Palestinian journalist Nadia Belbasi, senior correspondent with Al Arabiya Television, agrees that the Palestinians both expect and fear that Mr. Sharon will try to impose a unilateral settlement on the West Bank, as he did in Gaza, which would determine the borders of a future Palestinian state.
The main stumbling block is the final settlement issues that nobody were able to negotiate. You have the status of Jerusalem, you have the question of refugees. The more you postpone them, the more the conflict will prolong. From Palestinian and Arab point of view, we need to tackle these issues.
Nadia Belbasi thinks that only the United States has enough political clout to pressure both sides to negotiate.
We have seen how Secretary Rice postponed her trip to Korea. She stayed till wee hours in the morning to hammer a simple deal, which basically allowed the Palestinians to have access to the outside world through the Rafah crossing point. People believe that Sharon's unilateral step by withdrawing from Gaza was a brilliant tactic on his part. And analysts, people who understand the region very well, that basically he's playing for time, using this time to get away from what he agreed on, which is the roadmap.
However, Natan Gutman of the Jerusalem Post says the bottom line of the big bang in Israeli politics is that there will ultimately be a two-state solution.
If we're looking for a lesson from what happened to Israeli politics, the lesson is that the Israeli people aren't for greater Israel anymore. The Israeli people understand that there is going to be a territorial compromise in the West Bank and that there is going to be a Palestinian state. That is reflected in the fact that Sharon, the former right-wing leader, is now a centrist leader.
Nevertheless, much uncertainty lies ahead. Palestinian parliamentary elections are scheduled for January 25th, and Israelis go to the polls in a general election on March 28th. And the future of Likud, which has been reeling since Prime Minister Sharon left the party 2 weeks ago, suffered another blow Wednesday when its acting leader quit. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.